Hello, it's Ben. Greetings in the name of the Lord. So I'd like to remind us and look at this sin of envy and jealousy. I'm going to read here in Genesis chapter 37. It says, "And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was a son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaf stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, Shalt thou indeed reign over us? Or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it to his brethren, and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father, and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him, and said unto him, What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and my mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow ourselves down to the earth, ourselves to thee, to the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying." And we know in this case, so it begins out with hate and envy, and it led to basically murder, and then it changed to selling him off to strangers. Getting rid of him, literally. And then I like to read again over just a few chapters after, maybe a dozen chapters past. In Exodus here, first chapter, reading here, it says, "And Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all that generation." This will be another example. "And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph, and he said unto his people, Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply. And it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also our enemies and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land. Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens, and they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were grieved because of the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar and in brick, and all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor." And so in these two cases, in the past, I've noticed different places reading the Bible that this sin of envy, jealousy, what it does, what it can lead to. And so, in fact, I'd like to consider this part one of sharing, and if the Lord wills, I'll share another part about this, because there's more examples. But just to see what this sin of envy, jealousy, which leads to resentment and bitterness and so forth, pride is in there. And so it's just something that I believe can easily happen, and maybe even subconsciously, that can rise out of our hearts. And so just to call us to be cautious and be aware and be open whether there's any envy in our hearts towards anyone. We may consider Well, we won't go to the extent that Joseph's brothers did, or even Pharaoh. And yet, you know, Jesus talked about if we have hatred in our heart, we have murdered someone already in our hearts. And that's what God's looking at. So let's consider, you know, are we unhappy or jealous at maybe someone else's ability, maybe a coworker, or maybe even a family member, or a neighbor, someone maybe has something, or we become focused on that, or what we don't have, what we can't do, and it robs us from our joy or the love that we should have, the charity, instead of, so that's what it can do. We're called to have charity and love, but instead this jealousy, this envy would be the opposite. It can become this hatred. And so let's just examine our hearts and consider, is there anything like that in our hearts towards anyone? And just receive some instruction and encouragement to not follow that. And so just a powerful lesson there to see what can happen as we read these accounts. So the Lord willing, we'll look at a few more in this subject later. So have a blessed day.